My name is Pearl, and this is the story on how I met my dog named Bosley after surviving a near-death experience that caused me to lose a lot of weight, caused me to be stuck in a hospital for a month. This is WGLZ Radio. We are Collective Radio, and we are passionately vocal. And this is my story. I nearly died because of an unknown stomach issue that caused me to lose a lot of weight, caused me to be unable to eat. I was put in a hospital in Wheeling for a month until later on in that month, I was transferred via ambulance to a nice hospital in Columbus where I was stuck waiting, hooked up to an IV because the doctors did not know what to do with me. But as soon as I got back to a hospital in Wheeling, I was immediately sent to surgery to get a feeding tube in my stomach. Despite the doctors not knowing what caused me to lose my health so fast. And I spent that whole month of February 2019 bedridden. This illness caused me to miss school, caused me to be unable to eat or walk. But all that time in the hospital, I wanted but only one thing and one thing only. I wanted a pet dog or a pet cat to love, to befriend, and spend my time with. Ever since I was a child, I've always been an animal lover. But growing up, I did not have many dogs. I was more of a cat person. But I decided, if I'm going to survive this near-death experience, I want to get a pet dog. So, as soon as I got out of the hospital, I went with the idea of getting a pet dog. The sickness caused me to be unable to walk for months, forcing me to get around using a wheelchair, until I was strong enough to walk with the help of a walking cane. But after months of physical therapy, I was able to walk. As soon as I got better and was able to walk without the use of a walking cane, I talked to my parents about getting a pet dog. And since I survived a near-death experience, you could say that they were more than willing to get me a pet dog. They took me to a local dog adoption event. And in that moment, I met my sweet, sweet boxer baby named Bosley. He initially scared me because I did not know if he was going to rip out the feeding tube in my stomach because he jumped on me so fast, which scared my parents. But I bent down and he immediately saw that I was not feeling well, and he was gentle, and he gave me lots of kisses and was very nice to me, not knowing I was sick. But as soon as I bent down and gave him kisses, I just knew he was the dog for me. I knew it in that moment. He was not just a pet. He was not just a dog. He was my family. A while later, I got to officially adopt Bosley after the people who were allowing us to adopt him gave us a short home visit to see if he would fit in our house. And it's been many, many years since that day. And I could safely say without a shadow of a doubt that he is not just a dog. He is my best friend. When I'm not at school, I will spend my time with him. I play with him. I give him lots of pets and attention. I rub his belly. I make sure to feed him because, as you know, dogs like being fed. They will probably ask for food even if they can't have it. He also goes to yearly sports games that allow people to bring their dogs, such as a local hockey game. He also knows when I'm upset. He comes up to me, trying to console me by letting me give him pets, rub his belly, and snuggle up next to him. And sometimes, when I'm upset, or when I'm just feeling lovey-dovey that day, I will snuggle up next to him, and I will fall asleep, and he will fall asleep on my leg. He is a boxer mix who shows his affection by wagging his tail and jumping on you. He might look fierce, but he is the friendliest dog you could ever meet. And he means the world to me. He is my best friend. He is my family. And I love him more than most things in my life.